Hi, this is Romil and Mimansha, and we are here on the last day of the four-day introduction program hosted by Savi called VIP, Volunteer Introduction Program. We are here on the fourth day to hear the sharings of all the participants who were involved in the program.
I'd like to thank the Savi people first because I thought it was a really enjoyable experience. I had seen some of the units before, but just to see the diversity out there that I didn't know about was quite nice. And it was also nice meeting everyone else and hearing their stories too, how you came here, the work you're doing. And I think it gives me a better understanding of Auroville as a whole from hearing the diverse nature of the work that people do here and the positivity that goes into it as well. So as much as we hear about the issues that Auroville has, I think when you meet a group of people like this and the positivity in the room, it seems that that is foreshadowed by the positivity that happens. So, I felt very confident in what I'm doing coming out of this and going forward. So it was very nice.
I remember when we first were all sitting in a circle and everybody was talking about how they came here and why. I found it really interesting. It was like, I think most of the reasons were totally different. Some had like really long experience with Auroville, some really with the ashram, the mothers, Sri Aurobindo, and some never heard of it before. And I found like we were really diverse in it. And it was really, really cool to have all these talks of all the people and to get an impression on all the different units, because I knew there's like so much stuff going on, but you can never figure out where is this unit or where is this unit. You just like need to go up to places and then you know about it and then hear about other places, and that was really cool to do it and to have time to do it.
Even though I was staying here for a long time, I always felt that, you know, I'm not knowing about this place properly. Like, I had that void in me. And since I stopped working, I was looking for ways to get to know Auroville better. And, you know, that's exactly when, you know, I came across this program. And I'm so glad I took this one now. Now I have more gratitude towards this place because, you know, seeing all the people, how that spirit in them is materializing, you know, how they are evolving, it's really, really amazing. Thank you so much for this, and I wouldn't mind, you know, if this is much longer than 4 days. Maybe, you know, you can include some more places going forward.
For me, it was a nice experience to know more about what's going on in Auroville, and also meet nice people and have 4 days together.
So, because I've known this place for a very long time, I was thinking that, okay, I'm not sure whether I should come for this. Will I see things which I already know? But I must say it was really, really nice. The units going there and listening to people explaining it, and a lot of positive energy, a lot of creativity, And it's nice to see, you know, what all is happening in the innovations that are going on here. Also, it was very nice to hear the talk by Manoj, which I thought was like trying to, you know, layer the whole thing with a philosophy, explaining the philosophy in a very simple way. That was really good. And yeah, it was very nice to meet this group, because I would have otherwise been only in Pichandikulam and probably gone back with a few friends there, but now I have more friends here, so that's great.
Okay, I'm Matthias again. yeah, thanks also to the SAVI organization team. It was very cool to see all the different units, because before we had this program, I thought, oh, well, everything is sleepy, and it's, I don't know to describe it exactly, but now you see that they're in the forest, there are buildings, and in the buildings there are people which are working and which are creative. And also when you go to the Matsri Mandir, I mean, normally you only see the Matsri Mandir, but there is so much going on, and that was very interesting for me. And also I found out that I'm interested in gardening, and Hannah and I, we will start in Buddha Garden. Every Friday we will go there and do gardening in the morning. So thank you that you brought us to Buddha Garden, and that we found out that we're interested in the gardening.
Also, I'm very happy that I discovered a lot of units in Auroville, because I think without this program, I would have not been aware of what's going on, like you say. But also, I'm surprised no one mentioned it, but every lunch I really enjoyed the food we had in different units. And yeah, thanks to this as well, I'm sure I will go back to Solitude Farm and to all the places, the different places we've eaten at. So, yeah.
Yeah, I also really enjoyed these 3 days for me in my case. It was really nice to meet you all and to see Auroville from all these different perspectives and hear the stories of people who are so much involved. And yeah, Manoj, I found it really inspiring. And I also would like to highlight, like what Lata said, the point of gratitude. This makes me really feel very grateful for being here and realizing this even more. So thank you.
Thank you, Maggie, Bhumi, Dominic, and the SAVI program, whoever has designed all of this. And my name is Mimansha. And I really was wishing to do something like this. And I used to tell Rommel every time we came here every year that I want to go and see all parts of Auroville. But we just ended up, you know, just working in one section. And that was it. Like, we could never get the time or the energy to just go on our own. And many places which we even went on our own, we have never seen in this much of detail and the perspective, the intention behind that place. For example, Bamboo Center, we just went to the shop, the cafe, and that was it. Like, we could never realize the importance and the meaning of the and the cultivation and everything so much in detail. And similarly, Matri Mandir, like, it just looks so beautiful, but the hard work behind things that are going on there still is what we saw today. And And yeah, like initially I was very resistant to be with people, and like the first day I was feeling so claustrophobic in a group of so many people because I wanted to just be in solitude kind of. But yeah, within 4 days I just could handle it, and I'm sure that we all will be in touch. And yeah, thanks to Rommel and to keep me pushing into it. And yeah, I really am thankful, especially to the compassion that you have. And like you keep promoting volunteers, and you like really want Auroville to realize the importance of volunteers, which is really like very important. And that's it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hi, this is Rommel, and I feel very gratitude towards Maggie and Savvy and the whole team of Savvy. And I would just want to state it in a plain way that first day I was myself very blocked, thinking that it would be just an information bombardment, you know, and I would just get bored, and it's totally turned my point of view. And even though after coming here so many years and participating in so many places, but I can truly say that the colors of Auroville I have been able to see through this program. And you've balanced the program so well. You've also added the new ventures in Auroville, like the Youth Link and the African Pavilion. And also the old endeavors like the Matra Mandir and the Bamboo Center and meeting with Manoj, you know. So it was such a well-designed program. And 4 days have gone by, and we are sitting amongst all friends now, which is also the idea of the program. So I want to wish all of you all the best, and in future we will definitely think of ways how we can, you know, give back this energy in some way. Thank you again.
Thank you, Savvy, for this wonderful program. Before, first I came to Auroville, then I saw Auroville in a different angle. So after this program, that angle got changed. This is a different angle. I don't know how many angles like Auroville has. It's like a never-ending process. It was great to be with every volunteers, and it was nice. Thank you.
Thank you for Savvy team. And actually, I came here 1 or 2 weeks ago, and this is first time of India for me. And yeah, I have not got used to English, and so there are so many information, and I had to concentrate. But yeah, it was so exciting and good experience. And yeah, I think yeah, I wanna take part in again. And yeah, it was very nice program, and thank you.
I was really happy to be part of this program, and I always love doing this program and being part of it, because I always get at least 10 to 15 new friends
that I see on the road and I actually greet. So it kind of adds my friend circle a lot. So I'm really happy doing this. So yeah, thanks.
Thank you for all what you have been sharing, which was very positive. So I was a little bit disappointed. No negative point of view. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing and giving time also for this program. You know, it's a common construction. Huh? Without you, we are nothing. And same. And the reverse, I care. Without the leaders of the program, you cannot do so much. So it's a common construction. You know, each time is different. And this time, you know, it was very, very harmonious. Like sometimes we are waiting for some people, but you were a very nice group to handle. You know, it was like very, very smooth. Huh? It was so. Thank you for this. And yes, it is as Bumi said or Dominique said. It is when you bring all this energy, it is giving us enthusiasm to keeping on, to go on, to carry on this program, and to maybe enrich it again and enrich it with new things. Because what is our gift is when, like Matthias is saying, oh, we have discovered that we are going to gardening, to do some gardening. Oh, when Latasi said me this morning, oh, I have found a place I can cook in BTDC. This is so great, yeah? And last time we had some person who was saying, oh, no, I know that I can shop in Foodlink. So it is simplifying my life. So these are, you know, our gift from this program. And also all the sharing that we have had all along this forum.
Though I was born and grew up in Auroville, I do not know much about Auroville because I was more like into my studies and then I moved out. And so I didn't have a chance to explore Auroville. And one thing that I learned in this program that people from outside knows more about Auroville than the ones that lived here. And which I find it really embarrassing. And this program kind of motivated me to explore Auroville. So I guess in the future, I will be able to answer the questions raised by the volunteers who come to SAVI, because the beginning I started to work in SAVI, I couldn't answer most of the questions they ask, especially where they can find like a place for yoga or something like that, which I usually...
Yes, I would like to add a few words to what I heard so far. And I would like to express my gratitude to you all, because it's also by running again and again this program that we actually renew our inspiration and our flame. And it's like being nurtured by your energies, your expectations, your questions, your discoveries, that we can proceed and continue, as you said, promoting and defending the wonderful adventure that you guys are actually doing in Auroville. And I always thought that volunteers who come to Auroville are the new generation of pioneers. We are building the city in a different way, not maybe with so many buildings and planting and natural environment work, but we are creating a society, and you are these forerunners of the society, and we count on you and we need you. Auroville needs you to come into Auroville, and this is what we want to continue developing all together. So thank you to all, and thank you to Maggie and Bumi, because you have been holding the banner of this program in a very, very dedicated way, and I'm really sorry that I could not attend. But I just heard this morning or this afternoon that actually L'Avenir d'Auroville TDC has granted us a place, a site for the future project that we also found a name for in a meeting this morning, which will be Welcome Home! Exclamation dot. So I hope that in a few years, and hopefully in a very little number of years, we will be able to hold this program and more of this to more volunteers and more students and more youth, being all together like the fingers of one hand: entry service, guest accommodation service, SAVI, and the volunteer program and the newcomer program also. So this is good news to share. Thank you.